Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Tainas Daf Tes, and we are starting about the seventh line with the words Kosavachar Omer. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marshmim Sarbas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're going to be a discussion that's relevant to what we were talking about before, namely that on a fast day, not only people but the Aron Kodesh as well was brought outside and not kept inside. First, we begin by a stirim psukim. Kosavachar Omer. One pasuk says, and here's the proper gear saw es pinea paroiches towards the paroiches. This is talking about part of the avoda of the Parlam Darshal Tzibur. This is when Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly regarding something that one would be chayv kares for if they do it on purpose, and they said not a problem, it's okay, and Am Yisrael actually followed through, so they just bring one chatas, which is called the Parlam Darshal Tzibur, and part of the avodah says is pnei paroiches, that the blood is sprinkled towards the paroiches. But then with kasav echad omer, another pasuk says in regards to a very similar carbon, which is called the par kohen mashiach. This is when the kohen gadol does a similar avera, so he brings his own carbon. It says pnei paroiches hakodesh, so use the lashon of kodesh. Why in one pasuk it says kodesh and one pasuk not? So Rav Achamar, he explains isbagner avov rabbanon, they argue. Or one of them says, Chata Nasi Hagdulim Kaima. If the Nasi, which is referring to the Kohen Gadol, or really the king, if he does an Avera, still there's greatness over there. However, Chata Tzibur, if the Tzibur did an Avera in Hagdulim Kaima, Gadul is not there anymore, and that's why by the Parlam Darshal Tzibur, which is referring to the Tzibur doing an Avera, it doesn't say the word Kaidesh. And the other one says, Levisha Chatu Halamid Vehamalamid, that's because of the Parlam Darshal Tzibur, not only the student, but also the teacher, they were all part of the Avera, so that's why it's much more Chamor, because not just the Tzibur that's part of it, the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, they made the mistake as well in paskening that it's okay, and therefore that raises the level of Eira, and that's why the pasuk doesn't say Kodesh. Now here's what's relevant to a Tanis Sibur. These two korbanos that we're talking about are unique in that the animal itself is not burned in the Beis HaMikdash, it's taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash to be burned. Elifikach therefore says the Gemara, Yetzu lachot v'ispar simu, it has to go outside and be made well known, al shem, because what the pasuk says, v'hoitzias apar el michot samachna, the par is taken outside the camp. And just we talked about in previous Gemara, that the Aaron and the people as well, they go outside, that creates a level of embarrassment, which brings about a greater kapara, and it's the same thing with these two parim that we're discussing, that they're brought outside camp, and this shows that it's more chamor than regular chatas, but also brings about a greater kapara. Now we'll go back to discussing these psukim. Tani Chizki teaches in a braisa, remez, there's a hint of sorts in these two psukim. The one says kodesh, one doesn't, and specifically the part of the kohen gadol that says kodesh. So what do we learn from here? Kol makom shesh mashiach yesh aroin, anytime that we have a kohen who's mashiach, which means he's anointed with the shem ha-mishcha, so we have an aroin, that's only the majority of the first base of mikdash, because at the end of the first base of mikdash, the Shemana Mishcha and the Aroin were hidden away, and V'chomakom She'en Mashiach in Aroin, anytime there's no Kain Mashiach, which is all the way at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash and the entire second Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Aroin either, and that's why it doesn't say Kodesh by the other Pasuk. Continue to discuss this. V'ase Kai D'mai Reb Shmuel Bar Yonim B'Shem Rav Acha, it's just like this following. Chamisha Dvarim Hoya Mikdash Achron Chasim and Rishon, there are five things the second Beis HaMikdash was lacking that the first one did not have. V'eluhin, these are them. Eish, there was a special fire that came from Shemaim that was not in the second Beis HaMikdash. V'Aroin, the Aroin as well. V'Urim V'Tumim, and the Room of the Kohen Gadol, Veshemen HaMishcha, which we had just said, Racha Kodesh, and also special Racha Kodesh, was not by the second base of Mikdash. Where is this based off of? Al Shem, the Pasuk tells us, Ve'erz Abay V'Kavda, which literally means I'm going to be happy with it and I'm going to be honored. That's referring to the second base of Mikdash. However, pay attention, V'Ikavda Ksiv Chaser Hey. The word V'Kavda is actually written without a Hey. It's still pronounced V'Kavda, but it's written without a Hey, and a Hey is five. What does that tell us? That's referring to the five things that the second base of Mikdash was missing that the first one had, as we see very clear from here that the Shemana Mishcha and the Aroin were not by the second Beis HaMikdash. We now go back to discussing these fast days. Dolma, which is Yerushalmi's way of saying there was a story, there was a situation that happened. The Rabba Bar Zavda, Reb Tanchum Bar Eloi, Reb Yoshia, Nafkin L'Tanisa, they all went out on a fast day and they all darshaned for the people, trying to inspire them to tshuva. So Darshan Rabba Bar Zavda, he darshaned as follows. The Pasuk says, Nisa Levinu Al Kapayim, let's lift our hearts up to our hands or in our hands. The question is, Vafshakin, is that possible? Is Bar Nash the Nasav Libe, the Yahiv Gayade? Can a person take his heart and put it in his hands? No. Elamau Nisa, what does that mean, Nisa? It means Neshave Libenu L'chafidenon, we should focus our hearts, meaning focus our attention on our hands. In other words, let's first look at our hands. Do we have gezel? Did we steal? Are we inappropriate in our business dealings? Maybe that's what's causing this fast day. And only va'acharkach, afterwards, once we fix that up, El Kelba Shemayim, the Pasuk says, then we can lift up our hands to Shemayim and ask for mercy. Kach, here's a mashal. Imi yasharetz b'yad shel adam, if a person has a sharetz in his hand, and obviously he's tamei, so afilu tevel meshilecha mei breishes, even if he's tevel meshilecha mei breishes, which is basically the holiest waters ever, ain't like tahari lamas, he's going to become tahar because he has a sharetz in his hand. But ishlicha miyadai, if he throws it away, miyad tahar, so right away becomes tahar. Same thing if a person's davening and praying, but he still has a averus in his hand, it's not going to work. He does tshuva from those averus, he fixes them up, so then Hashem's going to answer him. Now Darshan Tanchum Bar Eloi, it was now his turn to darshan. What did he say? And he quotes the following pasuk that has to do with when a king came up against Yerushalayim and Rechavam, who was Shlomo HaMelech's son, he was ruling and it was told to him through the Navi that it's because of his averus and that he turned away from Hashem. So this is going to be his punishment. What does the pasuk tell us? Vaykanu sar Yisrael v'hamelch v'yemru tzadik Hashem, and they humbled themselves. And he said, Hashem is a tzadik. And Baruch Hashem kinechno, when Hashem saw that they humbled themselves, hayadvar Hashem l'shmai leimar, the word of Hashem was t'shmai is saying that don't worry, I'm not going to destroy them. Now what do we learn from here? Nis'anu ein ksivkan. It doesn't say they fasted. Ela nichnu. It says they humbled themselves, and that's why the pasuk then tells us lo yashchisem. Hashem said, I'm not going to destroy them. So it's important not just to fast, but a person has to humble themselves and do tshuva, and that's what's really supposed to be done. Now darshu b'yoshi, b'yoshi darshan as follows. The pasuk says hiskoishishu v'koishu, and this is like a lashon of lekashet, which means to adorn, often used in regards to jewelry and things like that. So the pasuk is telling us hiskoishishu, become adorned, v'koishu, and adorn. In other words, niskoishish garman adalon koishish charonin, we should first adorn ourselves, first fix ourselves up and make sure that we're okay before we adorn others, meaning before we start giving mussar to others and telling them what they have to fix up about themselves. And then Rabbi Yeshia says why he decided to darshan this pasuk. Begin to ishacham b'nei nash to armin alai lishon bishka b'Rabbi Yochanan. That's because there's people over here standing here listening to me that they said lashon hara about me in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and so I'm trying to tell them el kol am ledina. Everyone has to look at themselves and their own actions. I know that I'm clean. Everybody has to look at themselves and not be talking about others and what they did, and I didn't do anything wrong anyway, Rabbi Yeshia is basically saying. That's what based on the top. There's just an interesting end to this story. Amrin, they said that Havataman, Reb Chia, Reb Isi, Reb Imi, Chia, Reb Isi, and Reb Imi were all there, and Vakamin Va'azon Loin, they got up and they walked away because they wanted people to think that they were the ones that said something bad about Rabbi Yeshia, and therefore suspicion wouldn't fall on anybody else in the crowd. And obviously that wasn't true. They definitely didn't say anything bad about him, but again, they were trying to cover for the people who really did say this Lashon Hara. Amr Blazer, Blazer tells us, Shloshi Dvar Mavatlam Sekzer Kasha, the three things that can mevatel, that can nullify a harsh gezerah, Elohim, these are them, tefillah, utzdaka, utshuva, davening, giving tzedakah, and doing proper tshuva. Shloshim pasuk echad, they're all in the same pasuk. The pasuk says, Ve'ikanu ami asher nikra shmi alayhem, and my people, whom my name is said over, if they're going to humble themselves, and then the continuation of the pasuk is the word v'yispalalu, and they're going to daven. So what's the drasha from this word v'yispalalu? Zut tefillah, that's referring to tefillah. Then the pasuk says, V'yivakshu fanai, if they're going to seek me out, zut tzedakah, that's referring to tzedakah. How do we know that? Kamal datarma, like another pasuk says, ani betzedek echezeh panecha, I in tzedek will be able to see your face or behold your face, and we're understanding the word tzedek over here as to mean tzedakah, and therefore vivakshu fanai is referring to tzedakah. And then the pasuk tells us, vayishuv midarchei marayim, if they do tshuva from their bad ways, zut tshuva, that's obviously referring to tshuva, and him also can, if they do this, what do we learn? Maksiv taman, what does it say afterwards in the continuation of the pasuk? Vani eshma min hashamayim v'eslach chatosam v'erbas artsam, and I'm going to hear from Shemayim, forgive their sins, and heal their land. And Rav Chagai, darsh hadad Reb Lazar, kol shabbat hanisa. Rav Chagai would darshan this member of Reb Lazar every single time there's a public fast. Now another member from Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar, he tells us, soif shato kishato. The end of the year is going to be like the beginning of the year. In other words, if we do not daven properly at the beginning of the year, so the end of the year, we're going to have to daven because the rain and the crop is not going to turn out good. And here's a mashal. People say, min afar katya l'sisva. From the dirt of the summer, you can know what the winter is going to be like. Namely, nafach tzifuna, if the northern wind is blowing during the summer and that blows a lot of dirt around, so yitzaf levenayich, you should coat or you should protect your bricks. In other words, make sure your house is strong because during the winter, it's going to be really powerful wind. And by the same token, bringing this back to our discussion, kol shana she'in masrin alei b'rishayna, any year that they don't blow shayfer, meaning they don't cry out properly in the beginning of the year, soif she'masrin alei b'saifa, at the end, they're going to have to do that because they didn't daven properly in the beginning. Similarly, kol she'in achasal peres chaverta, any year that they weren't careful about the peres of the previous year, meaning they didn't take off maestros properly, so if shima bets pereseha, that year is going to have ruined produce. And Arvache says, v'roiv hayayin machmetz, majority of the wine is going to become chaymetz, vinegar, it's going to turn sour. And a little bit more regarding the beginning of the year, is havasavim b'tzipirin, there are these elderly fellows in Tzipirin, kad havu reviyasa kadmeyasa, when it was the first rainfall, havin merichin ba'afra, they were to smell the earth, v'yadin meimer ma'amishata, they were able to say what the year is going to bring, meaning they knew already from the first rainfall what the rest of the year was going to look like. Now going back to fast days, continue with the drasha from Blazer. On Blazer, he tells as follows, and here he's quoting a number of psukim in Yeshaya. Hakozeh yetzom evcharehu, is this the fast that I choose? El rather, what type of fast is this? Yoyim anois adam nafshoi, where a person just afflicts himself. Ain't zet tzom shani chafetz bai, that's not the type of fast that I want. Vezu tzom shani chafetz bai, what's the type of fast that I want, says Hashem. And here's a quote of the next pasuk. Haloi zet tzom evcharehu, this is the fast that I choose. Bateach kertzuvais resha, break open the chains of rishos. Hater agudais maita, undo the ties of maita, which means leaning or twisting judgment. V'gaymer, the pasuk continues, Haloi faris l'rev lachmecha, rather you should give out bread to the hungry. Vaniyim rudim tavi bayis, and bring very poor people into your house. And maksiv ba Basra, what does it say about that? Az tikrav Hashem yana gomer, then you can call out and Hashem is going to answer. So we see that it's only when a person does tshuva and they give tzedakah, then they're going to be answered. And similarly, Amar Shem Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Ksev the Pasuk tells us, ve'ed yalamina aret, this is in Parshas Bereishis. Literally translated, this means an aid, a mist, came up from the ground. Then the Pasuk says that it watered the entire earth. But what's the drasha? Ala shever melamaton, aid over here is being translated to mean brokenness, based off of Pasuk and Mishlei. Namely, when brokenness, when a person does tshuva and they break their heart, when that comes up from below, mi'ad gesham yardim, that's going to cause the rains to fall. And our Recha says similarly, Ksev the Pasuk and Parshas Azinu says, yaref kamater lekhi. Now, literally translated, this means that my lekach, my teaching, is going to drip like rain. However, what's the drasha of yaref? Kafu arfon l'tshuva, if people bend over their oiref, which means the back of their neck, if they bend themselves over in tshuva, mi'ad gesham yardim, rain is going to fall right away. Now, we have a story. Rabbi Recha of Etlasre Tanisan, Rabbi Recha declared 13 fasts, which we know is the most fast we can have. Of Lenachas Mitra didn't rain. Ubasaifa asa gaivai. And then locust came and ate whatever they did have. So all the Amar Kumeha and Rabbi Recha got up and said in front of everyone, Achina, my brothers, Chamun Madanan Avden, let's see what we have done. Are we acting properly? La dahid in viam katerlan. Isn't this what the Navi gave us Musar about? The Pasuk says, Al harak apayim lehitiv. That which they did bad with their hands, they expect to get good from it. And what does that mean? Mirain zelazab chapenu. We're doing bad to each other with our hands. Vivakshin taivan. We're asking for good. Now talking about open corruption and misjustice. Hasar shayal. The officer asks, Echanu ha-shaykh likach? Where's the bribe for me to take? Then the Pasuk says, Vashayfet bashilom. The judge is getting paid. That means he's saying, Shalim li vashalim lecha. You pay me, I'll pay you. I'll take care of your judgment for you. Then the Pasuk tells us, Vagadol daiver havas nafshayhu. The gadol, which is referring to like a person in charge, someone who's chashuv or is important. He does whatever he wants. There's no one there to check him. Then the Pasuk tells us, Vayab suha, which is like the lashon of avos, ayin beis vav saf, often translated as twisted or braided together. What's the drasha though? Of dua avya, they've made it very thick. In other words, of dua kaliyah dechayvin, they've turned everything into one big braid or twist together of avera. And uma pasak la, who's able to cut it and break it? The Pasuk continues, toivam kechedek, the best of theirs is like a thorn, which means tavad behind ki'ilan kilchaya, the best people that are there are at best like thorns. And yashar mimesucha. What does this mean? Yashar de behind ki'ilan sechaya, that even the most straight of the people are really like a prickly fence. In other words, there's really nobody good to rely on. What are we supposed to do? And here comes the clincher. On the day that you are mitzape, that you are waiting, you think that your salvation is going to come. Rather, what is it? Your punishment, that's what's going to come. Namely, he's telling them, the day that we hope that we're going to be answered because we're crying out 13 fast days, Hashem's going to answer us. The locust came upon us. And so finally, he continues with the pasuk, which literally means now will come their mevucha. That means confusion. However, the drash that he's making, mevuchasam is lashon of bechia. Men goy de inon bachyan, the Yeshua is only going to come from bechia, from crying. And what happened? Ubechoin, ubechoin, and they cried and cried, unechas mitra, and rain finally fell. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow discussing the story of Nineveh, which we know with Yoina HaNavi. We read that on Yom Kippur. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.